stepping into 2021, period, I mean, this first year of the age of Aquarius, it's about reclaiming our personal power so that as a collective, we can rise. So if you took nothing away from this, which hopefully you'll take a lot away from it, but if you took nothing else away from it, I would hope that it would be permission to show up in a way that is fully in alignment with you every single moment of every single day, and to be unapologetic about that.
This is Leah Steele. Welcome to the Wealth Witch podcast. Just a few years ago, I experienced complete financial collapse. We lost a business, our home, and a car. My husband was selling plasma to pay for diapers and formula. I was living a life I hated, and I was miserable. It was the lowest part of my life. It ended up being my biggest blessing. Just a few short years later, I've designed the life of my dreams. I live a life of luxury in beautiful Bali, Indonesia, travel the world, and spend my days helping others manifest wealth and abundance. Living a purpose-led life changed everything for me. This podcast is about my journey, my top tips and tools for manifestation, and interviews with all the amazing, world-changing, inspiring people I meet along the way. Welcome to my world.
Welcome to the monthly wealth forecast. It is December. This is the last wealth forecast of the year. If you are here listening to this on the Wealth Witch podcast, welcome. I'm super happy to have you tuning in. And it is also delivered via live stream in my Facebook group, Rich Abundance. So if you haven't joined that Facebook group, make sure to hop over to Facebook and join the Facebook group. There will be a link in the description of the podcast so that you can join the Facebook group. So I do these wealth forecasts. I really love them. They're, you know, a favorite part of my month. I love to see what's coming. And it's really great and amazing and epic information to share with my community throughout the month as well. And so a couple of places that we do that are in my paid monthly membership group, the Wealth Alchemy Mastermind, that's facilitated via Telegram. And also we do share the cards of the day occasionally in my free Telegram channel, the Wealth Witch channel. So if you have not joined me over on Telegram, then definitely do so. My free Telegram channel, the Wealth Witch channel, is the place where you get me real, raw, uncensored. It is a feed of all things that happen in my life, things that are inspirational to me, in a place where I get the ability to share a lot of really epic content. So definitely join me over there if you have not already. So with that, we will dive into this incredible month. You know, 2020 has been nothing if not a year that's kept us on our toes. And wherever you've been over the course of this year, I know that we've all walked away from this year with having learned a lot of lessons, having stepped into higher level versions of ourselves. Well, at least those of you that are listening to this podcast, at least. If you found your way to me, I already know that you are on a journey of personal growth. And so this year has really afforded us a lot of opportunities for that. And I'm really thankful for that. You know, for some of us, me included, 2020 has literally been the best year of my life in all ways. My relationships with my husband, with my children, my business, my finances, 2020 has just been an incredible, incredible, incredible year for me. And I just turned 44 on December 1st. It was my birthday. And this birthday, this 44th birthday, is the birthday that I've been waiting for my whole entire life. I've always known that huge, huge things were going to happen for me in 2021. And so one of the things that I'm seeing right now, literally, that began on my birthday was a call to really look at what in my life and my business is serving me and what needs to be shed and dropped away. And I think that that really is a very important theme and message of this month for everyone. For me, certainly, because I hit that milestone birthday, my whole life I've said 44 was my soul number because I knew that something really big was going to happen for me in 44, something really positive in my 44th year. And so, you know, for me, changes, even positive changes, are frequently uncomfortable. We frequently have to look at things that we haven't been willing to look at. We frequently have to address matters that we have bypassed or that we have been putting off or that we've been ignoring. And, you know, this energy of this month, more than anything, I believe is really here to get us into alignment with who we want and desire to be in 2021. One of the things that's really important that we do is hold that remembrance that we are the most powerful creators in our reality. So, you know, the cards don't lie. I love doing these readings because it gives us an idea of what is coming. But regardless of what is coming, I want you to hold the remembrance that you are the most powerful creator in your reality. You get to choose whether your experience is positive or negative. You get to choose how to meet and face any challenge or obstacle that comes to you or presents itself to you. You know, for me, this last couple of days have actually been quite challenging because I've got some decisions that I need to make and I've been faced with some things that have been a little bit challenging. And, you know, I woke up the morning of the first to an email that was like quite startling and really frustrating. And, you know, so I went out and it was literally, I woke up on my birthday to, this was the first email that I received. And it was interesting because, you know, I was a little bit flustered. I was a little bit annoyed. I had a huge party that day that I was planning and guests arriving from overseas, like all kinds of craziness. And to be like woken up with this like quite challenging email was frustrating. But I went to breakfast and I was sitting in Four Seasons Hotel in Ubud. It has this beautiful, beautiful view of the jungle. And I just was overwhelmed with this immense feeling of gratitude for my life and for what I've created. And, you know, that gratitude comes from every single day waking up and choosing to create and design the life that I deeply desire. It comes from a commitment to the knowing that the universe is always conspiring in my favor, even if it doesn't feel like it in the moment, even if I can't see it in the moment. And I know that this year has great things in store for me. And I know that in order to step fully into that highest level version of myself, I have to be willing to look at the things that are out of alignment and the things that don't work. So, you know, if I can give you anything today, it's permission to be unapologetic about cutting things out of your life that are no longer in alignment, regardless of who that impacts. And, you know, that doesn't mean that we are cruel or that we are heartless or that we don't consider. But one of the things that I know about this new 240-year cycle that we're stepping into this month, the age of Aquarius, is that it's about collective. It's about the collective rising. And we cannot rise as a collective if we're not willing to step into our individual sovereignty, if we're not willing to step into our individual power. And that requires that we consider self in order to consider others. And so sometimes we have to make decisions that appear to be negatively impacting other people because it's what's right for us and it's what's in alignment with us. Because ultimately, when we are fully in alignment, then the entire collective is served at the level of its highest and best. And so each one of us, I think this month and stepping into 2021 period, I mean, this first year of the age of Aquarius, it's about reclaiming our personal power so that as a collective, we can rise. So if you took nothing away from this, which hopefully you'll take a lot away from it, but if you took nothing else away from it, I would hope that it would be permission to show up in a way that is fully in alignment with you every single moment of every single day, and to be unapologetic about that. and to recognize and realize that the more alignment you are in, the more good you can do in the world, the greater the impact you can have on the collective. And so, yeah, I'll just start and begin with that. And so let's talk a little bit about energetically and astrologically what's going to be happening this month. This is the month that astrologers have been talking about for years. This is the month that is believed will be the most impactful of this year, but not just of this year, of years to come. And that is because we have the great conjunction happening this month in Aquarius. And that great conjunction ushers in the age of Aquarius. So that is what is happening this month. And, you know, I've been waiting for it. I've been excited about it. I'm really looking forward to seeing what happens over this month. But let's begin with how we ushered in this month, okay? So how we ushered in this month was by eclipse season starting. And we had a very, very powerful full moon on November 30th. And it was really intense. And so I think that, you know, again, I woke up on December 1st and it was like, you know, this real call to get into alignment. And if I'm not mistaken, I believe that that full moon was in Gemini, which would make sense that I had something arise on the heels of it because Gemini is my midheaven. Yep. So it was in Gemini. Gemini is my midheaven. So career stuff, right? Like, not surprised that that showed up for me. So that eclipse was really intense. And so, but it marked the beginning of eclipse season. Eclipse season is upon us now, like it or not. And eclipse season brings with it massive change. So on December 1st, on my birthday, Mercury entered Sagittarius. And, you know, it's a very, very comfortable placement for Mercury. And it really is a call, again, to bring ourselves into alignment, to speak our truth, to seek fresh knowledge, and to really take the moral high ground. But taking the moral high ground from what is in the highest and best interest of you and the collective. And so often those lines are a little bit blurry, and often it's actually hard to see through all the bullshit and all the, you know, all of the programming and the conditioning and the things that keep us really, really locked in on into timelines that aren't serving our highest and best good, but also onto paths that aren't necessarily serving our best good. So Mercury entering into Sagittarius is just really a kick in the ass for us to do exactly what we were talking about at the beginning of this, which is getting ourselves back into energetic alignment and really speaking truth, like really speaking what we know to be truth. And, you know, there's going to be a lot of very, very direct communication while Mercury is in Sagittarius. So the first part of the month is actually like quite chill. Like all the really, really intense stuff happens in the second part of the month, but that begins with a new moon in Sagittarius, also an eclipse on December 14th. So eclipse new moons are a little bit different than regular new moons. And because eclipse energy can be quite chaotic, if you are not used to working with eclipse moons for creation work, I really recommend that you just stay away from doing new moon creation work on eclipses. They are definitely times to be really introspective. And I do believe that if you are well-versed in eclipse moon creation work, you can do that. But for the people that, you know, don't know so much about that, I really just recommend using that moon energy to be really introspective, to really ask yourself what it is that you want, where you're out of alignment, where you need to get back into alignment, what are the inspired actions that you need to take to get back fully into alignment. Examine your personal philosophies, examine your spiritual beliefs, examine what's serving you and what's no longer serving you. So that is really what that Sagittarius energy of that new moon eclipse is going to be about. Then the very next day on December 15th, we have Venus entering into Sagittarius, which is a great placement for Venus as well. It's a really great placement for all of us that really need to get out of like our romantic ruts. And it's a call to like be more adventurous in love and to really step into all the beauty that that combination of Venus and Sagittarius can have, which is, you know, it's about adventure. It's about challenging our beliefs. It's about personal and spiritual philosophy and thought. So really evaluating how that affects your relationships and your love life and your romantic life on December 15th is going to be really powerful. So then we start getting down to business. Saturn enters Aquarius on December 17th. Many believe, and in that many, that includes me, many believe that that day is actually the day that we move into the age of Aquarius. Saturn moves out of Capricorn, where it has been very, very focused on us laying firm foundations for the life that we're creating. And so on that, I would just say to you, you've got a couple of weeks left. You've got a couple of weeks left to get your ducks in a row. You've got a couple of weeks left to really figure out what it is that you desire to create and start taking action towards laying those foundations. Because once Saturn enters into Aquarius, that sort of that ability to lay those foundations and to get really clear on that and to activate those grid lines and timelines in our life, it passes. And we move into Aquarius, where Saturn is, you know, going to be much more spiritual and much more, what's the word I'm looking for? Less practical and tangible and more conceptual and spiritual. And you don't want to miss this opportunity. So please, please, please take the next couple of weeks to really look at what are the foundations that you're laying, that you're leaving 2020 with, that you're stepping into this new 240-year cycle with. So Saturn enters Aquarius on the 17th. Jupiter enters Aquarius on the 19th. So this double planetary transition is actually what marks the age of Aquarius. So I believe that it starts and begins on the 17th, but the two of these planets coming together into Aquarius is what marks that happening. And then on the 21st of December is when we have the great conjunction. And that conjunction is the anchoring of the age of Aquarius. So these two planets, Jupiter and Saturn, they come together on December 1st to form that great conjunction. This alignment hasn't happened for several hundred years. So it's a big deal, and it's about growth and structure. And so together, these two planets, Jupiter and Saturn, coming together in Aquarius, they really signal massive, massive changes for the collective. Capricorn season also begins on that same day. So we also move into Capricorn season. And so I truly believe that we are going to be seeing some things happening around financial security in the collective. You know, we've been waiting for big significant things and changes to happen all year. And this conjunction combined with moving into Capricorn season is sure to bring some things up around financial systems and structures and the financial security of the collective. And so, you know, the theme from that point forward, from the 21st forward, is going to be really looking at your career, really looking at money and your relationship to it, really looking at your custodianship of money and your accountability around money. And the 30th, December 30th, we have a full moon in Cancer, which is going to really usher in and bring in a very, very emotional new year. So I think that that will be some good positive energy. I don't think anything negative is going to be happening at that time. But this opportunity that we really have with the age of Aquarius happening this month and as we're entering into Capricorn season is quite powerful and it's quite potent, but it also requires a pretty significant level of personal accountability and responsibility for self, and really, really evaluating and looking at what's not serving, and being willing to let go of the things that aren't serving, even if it's difficult. And you know, I think just the thing that I will tell you is that on the other side of anything that's difficult, on the other side of anything that's challenging, is always great, great rewards and greater rewards than you can even imagine at the time that you're going through the thing that you're going through. So just remember that as we go through this month, The energy of this month is going to be really, really intense. You can expect more of the same from the US election this month. You can expect more of the same in the ways of government control and manipulation. You can expect more of the same in regards to, you know, lockdowns continuing to happen on a global basis. You're going to see the government institutions and organizations stepping in and trying to exert greater control over the people. The global financial elite are not going softly into the dark night. There will be massive, massive power plays happening this month and in first quarter of 2021. And we've talked a lot about that, so I'm not really going to harp on that too much. But I think it's important that everyone still just remain on their toes, stay in that place and state of questioning everything. And remember that you're the most powerful creator in your reality, and do not allow anyone to take that power away from you.
Hey, I hope you're enjoying this episode of the Wealth Witch podcast. I wanted to take a quick break to talk to you about an amazing offer I have to work with me like my high-end clients do for a fraction of the investment. If there's anything that the last several months of chaos and change has showed us, it's that our perceptions of what is safe, stable, and secure is anything but. You are your guarantee. You are the key to unlocking and calling in the wealth that you desire. If you don't already know, I'm all about belief and intention. And for me, deciding is the most important action you can take. So I don't need to convince you. You'll either resonate with this or not. The only prerequisite that you need to have is a desire to change your current financial reality. This mastermind I'm about to tell you about is about empowering you to take back control of your financial destiny and take action towards creating the life that you deeply desire. The Wealth Alchemy Mastermind is hosted via the Telegram app, and I've set it up in a way that it's accessible. This is an incredible opportunity to work with me in this mastermind at a special pre-launch rate of $44 a month. Yes, you heard that right, just $44 a month to work with me at the same level that some of my high-end clients do. So what do you get? Weekly exclusive content and training, a monthly Zoom coaching call, a monthly Q&A session, wealth paradigm downloads, wealth activations, and a mastermind chat full of like-minded community. You aren't doing this mastermind for the content. You're doing it for the transmissions, period. You will be activated with abundance just by being in this container. But you have to act fast. The pre-launch offer is only available for a limited time. So click the link in the description of the podcast and sign up now. I'd love for you to join me. So do the thing. Now back to the podcast.
All right, so let's step into seeing what the cards have to say. I guess I will just say though that I am doing an Age of Aquarius activation on December 17th. I think it's happening at 11 a.m. Bali time on December 17th, but I am doing one of my very well-loved activations. There's no telling ever what's coming out of those things. Sometimes they're 45 minutes, sometimes they're 3 hours, but this one is sure to be a very, very powerful one of calling in and activating and anchoring that energy of the Age of Aquarius, but also preparing yourself energetically, emotionally, spiritually for what's to come. And so I'm really excited about that activation. It was part of my Black Birthday sales and we have not increased the price on it yet. So I think that we probably are doing, we'll probably continue the Black Birthday sales through Sunday. So there's a few more days to get in on these prices. And I also have my very, very coveted All Class Pass available right now. And that All Class Pass gives you access to everything that I do in 2021. And it also includes this activation. An all-class pass during these Black Birthday sales is $1,111. And you also get a really incredible wealth creation bundle that's valued at $2,550. You get this Age of Aquarius activation. You get my Tarot course that is finally launched. We'll talk a little bit more about that later. And then in addition to that, you get my all-class pass for 2021, which is all my classes and my courses. It is, you know, it's a very coveted pass. It is the thing that the people who've been following me for a long time, they just wait for me to release this every year during my Black Birthday sales. because they are all over this. Like, they just want this. They want to be able to have this level of access. The pass, I think in 2021 likely will be valued between $12,000 and $15,000. You go just straight on the offerings that will be inside of it and what it will cost to pay for each one of those individually. So it's obviously a epic deal. So let's see what the universe has in store for us with the cards. Okay, so the first thing that we're gonna do is we will pull up a theme card for the month. So for the month of December. Eight of Wands reversed is our theme for the month. So this seems quite fitting to me. This is the card of things not moving as quickly as we would like them to. And I think this will feel like an overarching theme. We'll want things to, I think things are energetically going to feel a bit clunky. It's going to feel like things are a bit stagnant. There's really powerful energy coming in. And when that happens, things can feel a bit frozen in time and you can feel kind of stuck in the muck and in the mire and in, you know, the things that we're dealing with. But the great news about things not moving as quickly as we would like them to is that always is in our highest and best interest. And at some point, things will start moving more quickly again. But again, we've got a lot of opportunity this month, again, to really embrace, you know, the next couple of weeks, really looking at those foundations before Saturn moves into Aquarius, like really taking advantage of that Capricorn energy combined with Saturn and laying firm foundations, like not rushing those things, really evaluating where we're out of alignment, taking this month really to reflect on our life and get our ducks in a row for 2021. Okay, so now we will move into the day-by-day readings. And so this first theme will be for the week of, it's actually November 30th through December 6th, but we will just be pulling a card for December 1st because we did November 30th on the previous monthly wealth forecast. So for the week of November 30th through December 6th, our theme is standing up for our principles. Seven of Wands. So stand up for your principles. Stand up for your moral high ground. Stand up for what you believe in this week, which is very fitting for me, I will say, and the things that I'm dealing with right now. So yeah, call to really stand up for your principles and stand in your principles. Okay, so now we will move into the day-by-day reading for the week of November 30th through December 6th. We will start with December 1st, though. December 1st, being clear and concise in your communication, Ace of Swords, right side up. So speaking your truth, December 1st, Ace of Swords, speaking your truth. I think it's also a good sign of what is going to be coming and manifesting over the month. On the first day to receive a Ace card is really telling of what you can do during the month to make the month successful. So speaking your truth, standing in your truth, standing up for your principles, right? So then we have Wednesday, December 2nd. And it is the Page of Swords upside down. So lots of stuff around communication this week. Page of Swords upside down is an interesting card because it indicates that there's not clear communication happening. It indicates that it is a time to be really, really careful that you're not gossiping and that you're not speaking negatively about other people, particularly in email and over the internet. So that's something important from yesterday. Then today, December 3rd, we have the 10 of Pentacles. So this is really interesting. I love that this card is showing up. This is the highest money card in the deck of the minor arcana. It is the inheritance card, but it is also the card of complete family financial security. So this is really a remembering today that no matter what happens financially, you and your family are going to be okay. And again, this is a week to stand up for your principles. So it's like, stand up for your principles and protect your money. Protect the best financial interests of your family. Friday the 4th, we walk away without regret. Eight of Cups. This is the card of walking away without regret. And I'm literally like just shocked right now, this reading, because it's so fitting for me. But obviously, like, you know, so much of what's happening in the collective. So, and this is what we were talking about, right? Like figuring out what's in alignment for you and walking away. Walk away from those things that are not in alignment for you without regret. And I love that this says today, it's like, you're going to be fine. Financially, everything's going to be fine. But walk away. Don't stay stuck in something that's not in alignment with you. So we've got Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. That was Friday the 4th. Walk away without regret. Saturday the 5th, we have the Temperance card. So balance, right? That walking away without regret is going to bring balance back into your life. The Temperance card on Saturday the 5th. On Sunday the 6th, we have the Justice card upside down. So this means and indicates a contract upside down. And it's also an indication to really, really make sure that you are dotting your I's and crossing your T's, okay? So any paperwork that you're signing, any contracts that you're signing, anything contractual, anything legal, this is just a call to really check, 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 double check, okay? On Sunday. All righty. And then we move into the week of December 7th through the 13th. And the theme for this week is to lead with love. So I love this. This is the Emperor card. This is, you know, again, if we're moving out of the first week of standing up for our principles, it's like the second week we're really called to lead from a place of love. So we stand up for our principles, but we still lead from love. We still really care for our communities and our families and our friends and the people in our lives that we care about. We lead from a position of love. And so I think that's really beautiful that that's the theme for the second week. And so the first card is December 7th. And we have the Sun card upside down. So this card often indicates children upside down. So really pay close attention to the children in your life on Monday the 7th and make sure that you're giving them the love and attention that they need. And if you don't have children, it can also be a call to tend to your inner child and to really make sure that you are getting your own needs met as well. But for me, I have kids. And so anytime this card comes up, it's like pay close attention to the kids in your life. They need a little more extra support from you on the 7th. December 8th, we have the Six of Swords. This is the card of moving to higher ground. So obviously there's some things happening in the first week of the month, but here we have the Six of Swords. It's literally the card of moving to higher ground. So things starting to right themselves. Tuesday the 8th. Wednesday the 9th, we have the King of Swords upright. So this is always a call to stand fully in your power. This also can indicate a man with a legal position or in legal power being right side up. But this card is an ally, right? So when this man shows up, it means he's showing up as an ally for you. It's also a call to step into our own personal power, though. So King of Swords, a call to step into our personal power midweek on December 9th. Then Thursday, December 10th, we've got the Five of Pentacles, right side up. So this is a card of missed opportunities. So remember, as we're doing this monthly forecast, like when we receive cards like this that are saying Five of Pentacles, card of missed opportunities, when that's coming up, it's a reminder to us, right? So it's like on Thursday, make sure that you're not walking around like a robot blind to the opportunities that are being presented to you. Make sure that you're exploring all your options and all your opportunities. Don't let the opportunities pass you by. Friday the 11th, our ships come in, the Three of Wands. This is one of my absolute favorite cards in the deck. When this card shows up, I always know that there's incredible, incredible things on the horizon. So Three of Wands, the card of your ships coming in, that is happening on Friday the 11th. Saturday the 12th, we have the Strength card upside down. You know, I think that when the strength card shows up upside down, it's like that, this is self-doubt. This is imposter syndrome showing up. This is like, can I really do it? Am I really strong enough? Can I, you know, there's a lot of change happening in this reading in the first part of the month. We're in eclipse season. We're in change season. This card is, it frequently shows up when we're like, can I do it? Do I have what it takes? Can I make it through this thing that I'm going through? So just know that like, you're going to be having some emotions around that on the 12th. On Saturday the 12th. But the truth is, you're always strong enough. You're never given more than you can handle. So then we have Sunday the 13th. We have the King of Cups upside down. If you've got a man in your life that's typically represented by the King of Cups, it can mean emotionally that he's going to be upside down. And it also can just indicate the collective being upside down, the masculine in the collective being upside down emotionally. This card, these cards that show up as King cards, also can frequently represent politics. So we may want to be looking in this second week of the month at King of Sword energy right side up and King of Cups energy upside down. We may see some shifting happening in the U.S. election with Trump stepping back into what looks like a position of power and Joe Biden being upside down. This is something certainly that's going to be on the forefront of communication during this month of December. So it's just something to look at, but also King of Cups, you know, looking at the men in your life and how they're being supported and maybe offering a little more emotional support on Sunday the 13th. So now we will move into the week of December 14th through December 20th, and the theme is Six of Pentacles. I love this card. This is the card of resources. This is the card of charity. So if you work for a nonprofit or you have a nonprofit, this card frequently will come up. When I had a nonprofit, I always was pulling this card. This card, Six of Pentacles, is the card of trying to figure out how to spend your most precious resources, your time, energy, money. And it's the card of trying to figure it out. The good news is that this card always indicates that you have the resources. So it's like trying to figure out how to spend your time, energy, money that you have, right? So the 14th, this is, you know, now we're moving into this week of this new moon eclipse in Sagittarius, where, you know, we perhaps, it's not in our highest and best good to do creation work, but it is in our highest and best good to examine our personal philosophies and spiritual beliefs, right? And really look at what's in alignment and where we want to be spending our time, energy, money, right? So that's a call to do that in the third week of the month. And then November 14th, we have the moon card, which this always cracks me up, you guys. Like, how hard am I laughing right now? You've heard me say this probably on previous wealth forecasts, but the moon, like sometimes the cards are quite literal, right? Monday is a new moon eclipse. And look at this card. It literally looks like an eclipse. So the card is literally like, there's a new moon eclipse on the 14th. You can't make this shit up, I'm telling you. All right, so Tuesday the 15th, we have the Hermit card. Again, how incredible. This is the card of being your own spiritual teacher, of going internally. This is my birth card, actually. The Mage, it is the card of the philosopher. It is the card of the spiritual teacher. And so in a week where, you know, over this new moon eclipse, we're really being called to examine our personal philosophies and our spiritual beliefs. This card is saying you have all the answers inside of you. Look within for the answers on Tuesday the 15th. Wednesday the 16th, the World card. So I love this. It's the World card, right side up, card 21 in the major arcana, the World. Right side up. And so by midweek, third week of December, we feel whole. Things are going our way. This is the World card, right side up. And is that the day? Yeah. Okay. So that's Wednesday the 16th. Just looking at our, all right. So the big day when Saturn enters Aquarius on Thursday, December 17th. I love this. This is the 10 of Wands reversed. Right side up, this is the card of being heavily burdened, upside down, it is the card of releasing our burdens. So I love that. Literally the dawn of the age of Aquarius. Here we get a card that's literally saying we get to set down our burdens. We get to release our burdens. The other thing about this card when it's right side up is it's this man is carrying all of these wands and he's like really heavily weighted down. He's carrying the burdens himself. Now we move into the age of Aquarius where we're working in a collective and it's like we no longer have to carry the burdens ourselves. It now becomes about the collective. We're moving out of the 240-year cycle that was about the individual, about the mastery of physical matter, about individualism. We're moving into a 240-year cycle that's about the collective. So I think that's really beautiful and really encouraging to have that card come up on Thursday the 17th. Friday the 18th, we have the Three of Pentacles right side up. I have to say, like, this is a really incredible reading this month. Like, I am really pleasantly surprised, and like I can feel the energy of the month, and it feels incredible and really amazing, especially if we do actually take the time to write the things that are out of alignment for us. So Three of Pentacles, this is the card of getting something ready to take to market. It's really focusing in and honing in on whatever our gift is that we're ready to give to the world. It's like, we're not quite ready. We're still getting it ready to take to market. But this is a call on Friday the 18th to begin or continue working on that thing that it's time for you to take to market. So then we have Saturday the 19th and we have the Devil card. So the Devil card gets a really bad rap. You probably hear me say this every month because I feel like we frequently are getting this card right now. And it's because this card, the Devil card, is literally about programming and conditioning. And it's just like up in our faces all the live long day right now. So this is the card of being bound to something, but it's being personally bound. So anything that this card is representing, again, you are the most powerful creator in your reality and you have the ability to shed that thing that you're feeling bound to. And I think that that really is the theme of this whole entire month, right? Get into alignment. Let go of the things that aren't serving you. So this card, the Devil card, and this deck that I use, by the way, is the Robin Wood Tarot. It is my favorite deck. It is the deck that I use to teach with. It is the deck that I use to teach with in my Tarot course, which is officially launched. I'm so excited. Professionally filmed passion project, love project, extremely difficult project that we did last year and into the beginning of this year that's finally ready to go out into the world. But it's a course where I teach you to read the tarot and we go through each card individually and I teach you how to do spreads and it's an incredible, incredible course. So it's available now during my Black Birthday sale. So if you've wanted to learn to read tarot, definitely click the link, do the thing, get on top of that at this price. I think it's $188 during the Black Birthday sales and it will be $333 after that. And then at the beginning of the year, I'll be releasing some VIP packages that are like personal teaching sessions with me and you will have the ability to upgrade at a really incredible rate if you opt in at the Black Birthday sale right now. So anyway, this deck, the Robin Wood Tarot, this card in this deck is really incredible. It has two people, a man and a woman, and they're carrying a giant chest of jewels. And the man is pointing down a long corridor towards a opening, a door. And you can see through the door that there's like grassy fields. They're in this black corridor and there's these grassy fields and this mountain and a bird flying and they're just so heavy under the weight of this trunk of treasures that they're trying to carry out of this cavern. And it's like the trunk is chained. It has all of these chains on it, but the trunk is open. And so literally they're trying to take the whole trunk with the chains and trying to get it out of the corridor when literally the trunk is open and it's filled and overflowing with jewels. They literally could take handfuls of this treasure out of this chest and probably be set for life and leave the chest and go out into this, you know, beautiful field and live happily ever after, but they're choosing to just stay stuck trying to carry this whole chest out, right? And definitely it's got more than they need and definitely, you know, there's things in there that aren't in alignment with them, right? So it's like, take what's in alignment, leave the rest. And so I really think that that's the call on Saturday the 19th. As Jupiter moves into Aquarius, and that is something that's really interesting that this card comes up the day that Jupiter moves into Aquarius, because Jupiter is all about expansion, financial wealth expansion as well. And so Jupiter wants the best for us. It wants us to expand. It wants us to grow. It wants us to be wildly financially abundant. So it's interesting here that this card comes up the day that Jupiter comes into Aquarius, the day, you know, that marks really the start of the great conjunction in Aquarius, by saying you will be financially supported and grow if you get into alignment and you take what serves you and leave the rest. So I think that's beautiful that that card shows up that day. Then we have December 20th. It is Seven of Pentacles reversed. So this is the card of not getting a return on our investment, or feeling like we're not getting a return on our investment. And, you know, earlier in the week, we've got this Three of Pentacles, which was getting things ready to take to market, not quite being ready to go to market. So this card, the Seven of Pentacles upside down, is like, we're feeling like we're not getting a return on our investment. It typically indicates, and I think because we've got this other pentacle energy earlier in the week, it typically indicates that a return on investment that you expected at this point is coming, but it's coming delayed. So just knowing that, you know, sometimes it's like we want to put in the work and then we want to have the reward right away. Again, with the theme of the month, which was the Eight of Wands reversed, if you remember, things not moving as quickly as we like, I think that this would really indicate that this Seven of Pentacles reversed is definitely the card of a return on investment coming delayed. All right, so now we will move into the week of December 21st through 27th, and obviously December 21st being that day that the Great Conjunction happens, being the day that Capricorn season begins. So a big day. So the theme for this week is Two of Wands reversed. This is a card of long-term partnership. So this card's interesting because it could indicate to me a long-term partnership coming delayed. It could indicate a time to walk away from a long-term partnership. And it can also indicate now is not the time to focus on long-term partnership. It's time to be in the now, to focus on what is most lucrative for you in the now. So that's the theme of the week. And December 21st, this huge, huge day, we have Judgment card reversed. So this is interesting, right? And I think that like, this is the feeling that I've been having about this all along. It's like, you know, we hope that the Age of Aquarius happens and we have this Phoenix rising from the ashes moment and everything's beautiful and magical and we rise as a collective and our consciousness rises and, you know, we're no longer being controlled by the global financial elite. And I just don't think that's the case. I think that we're going to see a massive power play happen, in the coming weeks after this conjunction happens. And so this is like, yeah, this day is coming, but it's not Judgment Day yet. Like, it's coming, but Judgment Day is not here yet, is what that card is indicating to me. So December 22nd, this is positive. However, December 22nd, and this is interesting that we have another 10 card in this reading reversed. So we had the card of laying down our burdens earlier in the month, the previous week, and now we've got the 10 of Swords reversed. So when this card is right side up, this is the card of betrayal. This is the card of being betrayed, feeling betrayed. But this is reversed. So it's meaning we aren't betrayed. So Judgment Day hasn't come, but we haven't been betrayed. We're not being betrayed. The 23rd of December, we have Three of Swords card. This card of sadness and heartbreak. So it's like Judgment Day hasn't happened. We're not betrayed, but we are feeling sad. We are feeling heartbroken. And I think that, you know, collectively, the world feels this right now. Collectively, the world's feeling this. The other thing about getting into alignment is it's uncomfortable. And it is okay for us to grieve losses. It is okay for us to grieve the things that we shed in the spirit of getting ourselves into full energetic alignment. And so I think that that card really is just permission to allow yourself to feel that sadness, to feel that heartbreak. And it doesn't mean we have to get lost in it, but it does mean that, yeah, that we get to feel. 24th of December, we have the Queen of Pentacles upside down. So this is the card of the matriarch upside down. This can indicate money and finances upside down. This can indicate it appearing like, because I would say that, you know, the feminine is us moving into the age of Aquarius. The masculine is the feminine upside down. The patriarchy is the feminine upside down. So we may see some kind of something shift globally this week that is like, it's not judgment day and we haven't been betrayed, but we're really sad about some of the things that we're seeing happening in the collective. And we feel like it's another win for the patriarchy, right? Maybe what happens there. I'm not so concerned about the money in this reading, because at the beginning of the month, we have this 10 of Pentacles card, which is a really high money card. The third week of the month, we've got the 6 of Pentacles card right side up, which means we have the resources. We're trying to figure out where to spend our time, energy, money, right? We've also got a 3 of Pentacles card that week and a 7 of Pentacles card that week. So the card sort of indicates over the month that money and finances are okay. So I tend to not be too concerned about Queen of Pentacles upside down being something upside down with money. It may appear like something's upside down with money, but it actually isn't. Yeah, so it'll be interesting to see what happens with that. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Friday, the 24th, we've got the Knight of Wands. So this is messages coming in about passion projects or purpose projects. So that's exciting on the 24th, day before Christmas. And on Friday, the 25th, we have the King of Pentacles upside down. Fascinating. So we've got the Queen of Pentacles and the King of Pentacles upside down in the same week. In a week where we're being called as a theme to look at possible splitting up of long-term partnership or not entering into long-term partnership. I might pull clarification on these. I'm going to actually look and see what our card is on the 27th. The Tower card. Okay. So we've got the Tower on the 27th. We've got the Queen of Pentacles upside down. We've got the King of Pentacles upside down. We've got the Tower card. We've got the Judgment card reversed. Something big is going to be happening in the collective this week. Yeah, so I'm just testing. I was just doing some muscle testing to test in if this is more individual or if this is having to do with the collective. And this is testing really strongly that this is about the collective. So let's keep our eye on what happens that week. And so then we move into the final week of the month, which for the purpose of this reading is December 28th through December 31st. So Monday through Thursday of the final week of the month. And the theme is the Knight of Pentacles upside down. So we do have some money cards upside down at the end of the month. This does feel like it's very much about the collective. This may be our existing financial systems and structures deconstructing. This may be what we're seeing here. We may see losses in the stock market. We may see losses in cryptocurrency. Yeah, so final week of the month, it's like we're not getting the messages about money that we want to get. The knights are messengers, right? And it's upside down. Here's the thing that I can tell you about the knight, though, that makes me not worry too much about this. The Knight of Pentacles is the only knight in the deck that always reaches his destination, no matter what. So even if he's upside down, it means he's just slowed down, right? And we have a theme of the month is of things not moving as quickly as we want them to. I'm not that surprised that we've got some money cards upside down during this month. So Knight of Pentacles is the theme. Monday, the 28th, we have the 3 of Cups reversed, meaning we feel like we don't have anything to celebrate. We feel like there's not anything to celebrate on the 28th. On the 29th, we've got the Hierophant. So something is happening with systems and structures over this last 2 weeks of the month. This is traditional, right? This is like tradition right side up. This is our existing government leaders and institutions and organizations right side up. So we may feel like there's been, collectively, we may feel like there's been a loss for the collective. I'm not surprised to see these cards coming in on the heels of this energy shifting in the age of Aquarius, because I've been telling you guys for months there's going to be massive power plays happening. So this is the old systems and structures trying to assert their will on the 29th. Then the 30th, we have the 8 of Swords right side up. So this is the card of feeling stuck, This is the card of, feeling stuck. The thing that's interesting about this card, though, again, if we go back to we're the most powerful creators in our reality, this woman in this card is tied up to these swords with a red tie, and it's really loose. She literally could shake her shoulders and be out of these ties. So this stuckness that she's experiencing and the mental anguish around the stuckness, it's self-imposed. So she's literally putting herself there on the 30th. And on the 31st, we have the family card upside down. So our family values, our beliefs, are the happy family upside down, right? 10 of cups reversed. So this reading really good in the beginning of the month, really rough in the second part of the month. Not surprised about that because of what's happening energetically. That 30th, we also have a full moon in Cancer. I think emotions are going to be running high around New Year's. It looks like we're going to see some kind of big collective shift and change. Is this about the individual? Is this about the collective? The Tower card's about the collective. King and Queen of Pentacles is going to be about individual financial resources, collective financial resources. Okay, so something just happening financially and in the collective last 2 weeks of the month. Is there anything else we need to know? No, reading complete. Yes. Okay, so that is our reading for December. Sorry if you feel like it ended on a negative note, but I think that we've known that our financial systems and structures are going to be collapsing. We've known that change was coming. You know, as we move into this age of Aquarius, it's going to require us to, like I said, step into greater levels of personal and self-sovereignty. And yeah, so I think that, you know, as much as we can focus on getting ourselves into a place of alignment this month, the better it's going to be for us in the long run. So that is our December wealth forecast. And definitely, if you want to learn to do this for yourself, join me in my Tarot course. You've got the links there. If you are listening on the podcast, it will be in the description of the podcast. And that's it. So until next month, thank you so much for tuning in to the December wealth forecast. And I wish you all the best this month. And please remember that it is your divine birthright to be wealthy in all areas of your life. And you are so worthy and you are so deserving and you are the most powerful creator in your reality. So hold that energy through the month to create the life you deeply desire and manifest your dreams.
That's a wrap. Thank you for joining me. Remember, wealth is a mindset. And you absolutely deserve to live the life you deeply desire. And with belief and intention, you create your reality. Until next time, this is Leah Steele, the Wealth Witch.